Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Yes, we're here. It's me, Allison, along with Redhood and Johnny. And Redhood, do the honors of sharing our sponsor for the night.
Wait, sorry, we have sponsors?
We have sponsors.
When did we have sponsors? I thought we promoted our own shit. Anyway, yeah, okay, fine. Fucking sponsors, here we go, here's a list. Let me get
the sponsors.
Hold on, let me get it from my...
Come on.
Let me get it from my... Yes, come here. Yes, I need a sponsor. What are the sponsors? Oh, no. Well, okay, right. Give me a list, right? Okay, right. Now, our sponsors tonight, there's a calendar. Apparently, there's a calendar sale, up to 50% off of calendars, plus free shipping over $25. Oh! And then, our friends at the CBS store. Right. Take 20% off your order. Go to itsmyyours.com/AMCPress or tweet us at AMC Press 31 and AMC Press News, which can be found on itsmyyours.com/AMCPress. Or you can get an order.
And you can also find us at AMCPressCo.com, where you can find all of our
And you can find all of us. Excuse me. So, we begin tonight's broadcast with Facebook, where are thou, Facebook, and why are you so fucked up, Facebook? Dear Facebook, could you ever, 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 please stop, for the last time, stop conducting experiments behind our backs?
That are now not so secret anymore.
Yes,
cat's
out of the bag now.
I mean, this little shit. I mean, it is one of those things that you just go, have they not learned? I mean, the hard news. Now it's Twittering or Facebooking, right? People can't just stop for a minute and actually enjoy life.
Yeah.
Or at least Mr. Zuckerberg can't enjoy life.
Oh, I gotta tweet this.
What?
Like, I gotta tweet this.
I gotta tweet this. I mean, we're all on this show. We all love Twitter. But
yeah, but we use it for But we use it for promoting stuff.
I'm playing with my...
We use it for promoting.
Quit playing with your dinghy.
Exactly. Quit playing with your dinghy. Quit playing with your Twitter or your thoughts or maybe just any other part of the female anatomy. Thank you very much. Can you please stop playing with your wife?
Oh, my.
Yes, I know, George. It's horrible. But anyway, the thing is that, you know, for years, friends have been using the users have been friends had posted on higher on their feeds for the streaming status and photos and articles when they show up when you first sign up to the site. The researchers wanted to see whether the increasing your exposure to news stories shared by friends before the election would convince you to vote. Now they're convincing us to vote.
Yeah, not fast.
How about, Mr. Zuckerberg, if we convince you to die?
Or how about you?
Maybe Dr. Kevorkian could come up with a really good reason to kill you. Does that sound good? You're going to say, Allison?
It's almost like you want us to vote for whomever you... to vote. Let us have our voting in, on our terms.
Yeah.
So, it's like, you want certain things.
But yet, a Facebook spokesman said, voting is a core value of democracy, and we believe that encouraging civic participation and an important contribution, and we can make to this community. Okay, Facebook, here's the deal. You convince us not to vote, we will vote independently of our own ire.
Yeah.
For our parents, who are the baby boomers of the generation, they can watch Downton Abbey and vote there. Probably right in front of TV set.
Or as we do what we want, let us be.
Exactly, let us be. And the thing is now, you know, over the weekend, some Twitter users expressed concern that Facebook had conducted another experiment on its users without telling them. One Twitter user called for more disclosure and transparency. Obviously, bad Facebook.
It's like bad Facebook. It's almost they want to do secret experiments. Do they know that Facebook is not the best way to go about that?
Well, Facebook, for many, many, many reasons, is not the best way to go about it. I mean, tweeting is one sentence. One sentence does not make a swallow summer.
Right.
If you know what I mean.
Yes.
The other thing is, you know, maybe we can have a funeral for Facebook.
It's almost like let us do us.
Let us do us. Exactly, Allison. Let us
go the way
to
of
us. What?
We're going to go the way of MySpace.
Oh, yeah.
Where your only friend is Tom.
But he sold MySpace and now he's...
Yeah, my only friend is Tom.
Because everyone moved on to Facebook.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It is funny in the fact that you know. Oh yeah. Wait a second. Wait a second. Everybody's moved on to MySpace and Tom is now a billionaire? What?
It's like, ain't that the best thing? Possible.
It's almost as if somebody went, Tom?
Yeah?
Mate, yeah? You got $4 billion in the bank. What? You know?
Right.
And Tom went on a holiday. He maybe went to Peru or Zimbabwe or Tarzan or Jane. Oh, wait, now I'm just making King Kong up. If it were a destination.
Now you're talking about Disney.
I don't even know what
you're talking.
You know, Facebook often allows data scientists to conduct... Yeah, Facebook often allows data scientists to conduct studies on its uses on various topics, like a recent Valentine's Day study that analyzed whether a romantic relationship between two people on a social network would ever last. But yet, the idea that Facebook
does
that
really matter? Did I look at it and say, "And so"?
I looked at it and say, "Facebook, are you sick?"
It's almost like you're encroaching on people's lives. Thank you very much. Bravo for you.
But yet, it sometimes does not have a clue, partly, about what it's doing regarding anything that, you know, it's saying vote, but we're just going to, you know, we're going to take this in before the voter.
Right.
You know,
and then people have their own minds too. So it's almost like let's
exactly
play with
you.
Do
I?
It's almost like let's play with fire. It's like fire bad, fire very bad.
Fire and smoke very bad. Wind and air very good. Or, if you want to make this really into a great thing, call up Mother Nature. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go do it now. Hello, Mother Nature.
Yes?
Can you make it snow on Mark Zuckerberg?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a weird sounding phone. Doodle.
Yeah.
Hello. You know...
It's almost like, yes, we're going to now call... We're now going to ruin your life. And stay... And let's see how many relationships Mark Zuckerberg could ruin.
Except his own.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Enough. Oh, I'm a mischievous little devil that works, lives and works by his offices. Creepy. Fucking creepy.
It's like, and?
Creepy as hell.
It's almost like, so you're Mark Zuckerberg.
I mean...
It's like, and? Oh, and?
Yeah. I'm showing that I'm only moderately wealthy because I have a small bungalow the size of a teenager's bedroom. And I conduct secret sermons in it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Maybe he forgot. Yeah, maybe he forgot the one little thing about. About realizing that what he's doing is wrong. Most people would say, Mark, you're screwing up. Screwing up a lot of things.
And I'm going to screw you harder.
I think that would be more like, maybe that would be his wife. Because I don't think people would take too kindly to that. If that was the case. It would be almost like you're committing adultery online.
Oh my.
You're trying to fornicate online.
Wouldn't it be fornication, online fornication?
Yeah.
That makes any sense whatsoever.
Yeah, not the best.
Not the best. Not the worst. But just thinking make it so? No!
So it's like you're not wanting to get it. You're not wanting to see it. You're not wanting to get the through your skull.
I mean, once you get... Once you get anything in your fucking skull, let us know. We will be listening.
We will be
just like we went.
We will be,
just like we went after Papa John's. We'll go after you. We're not afraid to.
We have no qualms about that.
No qualms about that. We'll just go biracial on your ass.
And make it where
you get the Chinese government, and the Chinese government really can't really do anything to the American government because it makes half our products okay. But that really doesn't matter in hindsight. But hindsight is only 2020, right? Wrong.
It's like, oh yes, you're wanting to do what now?
Oh
yes,
good for you.
It's almost like, oh yes, you're forgetting about the simple fact that people actually do know what you're doing. How about those apples?
How about then apples?
In every sense of the word.
It's so stupid in every sense of the word.
What's even stupider? Well, this is a perfect. Leading to our next topic. We have all seen very stupid criminal masterminds.
Oh, yes.
The best of the worst of the best of the worst who get their mugshot. Right?
Right.
The best of the worst are the ones who try to not pass their DWI test results. In fact, they kind of eat them for breakfast. There was a one in 1996 where a man on the interstate of 95 ate his little dog because he didn't want it to turn into a hot dog. Then there was the one who ate his chihuahua because he thought they saw tennis balls. The other one, which was in 2008, ate his liver with some fava beans. Oh, wait, that was Hannah Director. Sorry. Then, you know, there's a series of cocaine and butt snafus. Then there's the disabled one who thinks he's dumb. Oh, wait, that's us. Then we lead on to this idiot in Port Justin, New York,
idiot.
And Long Island. This idiot, he's 40 years old, who's facing multiple charges after New York State Police say he tried to eat his DWI test results.
Oh.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Whoopsie.
Mr. Desmond of Greenwich, Connecticut, was stopped on Interstate 95 at 5:30 a.m. on a Sunday. After speaking with him, the troops determined he was intoxicated.
And the rest of his life, fuck.
Then, he was transported to State Police Barracks in Tarrytown.
Oh.
Then he processed. Then, troopers say when he had his breathalyzer test, the test results were printing, he grabbed it and tried to eat it.
Not the best. I wonder if it tasted like...
I wonder if it tasted like champagne.
Or wood.
Maybe DWIs taste like champagne.
If babies taste like chicken,
DWIs taste like genuine Miller Lite beer and trash fucking trash boys. And Twitter carriers and Facebook carriers. And maybe the LGBT GLAAD report for disability. I mean, more ink than you could take a stick at, right?
Right. Nah, not the best. Not always the best. Bad situation. Extremely wrong and horrid.
No, I mean, what's even more horrid is if we replayed the session, it's like the storms.
Yeah.
When need you get it out of the car? Why?
You guys are drunk. Okay. I'm drunk.
And
what's your fucking point? Fucking point is that not only do I feel sick,
but I also don't have a problem with drinking at all. I'm not drunk. I swear to you, I'm not drunk. Get out of the car. No, I don't want to get. I have water in the boot. Drunk. No,
I'm good.
Sure, young
Sure. Damn it. Driving down the interstate. It's turned out all right. Yeah, all right. Now, sir, we're going to have to take you, have a breathalyzer test. What? I can't hold it any more than that. Okay, right. Are the tests printing? Yeah, the tests are... Give me that! Sir, you're tampering with the oven. I don't care, it's good, it tastes like plain.
It's never the best thing.
It tastes like brie. But yet, there have been stupider masterminds, right? There's Joshua P. Kidney, Joshua K. Pitney. This gentleman alleged to commit identity theft while he was spotting what may be the worst disguise ever. Dressed as a gray suit. What seems to be a neck brace over the head with what seems to be a squirrel upside your head. Okay? And a grey beard and moustache. Yet he was trying to impersonate the man whose picture appeared on the driver's license that he... The driver's license that he stole. Then there was the one who was found snoozing on the couch at home that the police say that he had robbed of a friend that he just had robbed. Then there was the one that hid in the septic tank. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just gets stupider from there. On that, the Floridian who allegedly had faked being a sheriff for 6 months in effort to impress his girlfriend, when really he had worked at a Pizza Hut. But police said he would leave home every morning in a stolen deputy's uniform and then don the uniform again before coming back. Then there was one who believed that he was a physician's assistant. Then there was the other one who had lost his wig and his sunglasses and $115,000 worth of casino chips when security wrestled him to the ground in terms of a botched weekend heist. Then there was the one who claimed he was royalty before trying to steal a pack of Marlboros from 7-Eleven. Then there was the one who had suspicion of burglary charges. There are 18 of them. I mean, it just gets stupider. And stupider still. Yeah. There's a lot of stupid crime out there, folks. We just recommend that you don't do it. How about that?
Right.
That's a better idea, right? That's a better idea. Don't do it. Anyway, does anybody want to take the next one?
Yeah. You could jump on that one too, since.
No, Allison, you take this one.
How?
let me get to it. There's been so much going on in the world. Kids who have disabilities having lives being ended by their parents, which one case was a poisoning, down to the other, they both allegedly did this. One was convicted, the other one is an alleged crime. A mother allegedly was wanting to throw her son off of the bridge, which the one child was 8, the other child was 6. And they both have autism. One's in Oregon, one's in... Could someone please take over? Because this is just sickening. The other one is in... Please, someone jump in. Please. Redhead.
The other one's in New York.
Yes.
New York, yes.
The other one's in
New
York.
Could you jump in, please? Jump in.
Yeah, I just said, the other one's in New York.
Yes, come on, please.
And yet, the thing is that the other one in New York,
Ooh, hello, excuse me.
The thing is that what I don't get is in the UK we had something, and in this, the one in Oregon, right, appears to have written an online about the stress of taking care of a son with autism, and an alien husband is suspected of throwing her 6-year-old to his death from a bridge and calling and reporting it to police on Tuesday. I don't know about this one.
This is sad.
Around 6:25 p.m. on a Monday, a woman called 911 and said, reported that she had thrown her son off of the Yaquanta Bay Bridge. Then Newport local authorities responded, closed the bridge off, and the U.S. Coast Guard began the search for the boy. Around 10:30, the police said they spotted the boy's body in the water about a mile inland near the Embarcadero Resort. Yet, police found Jillian McCabe on the bridge shortly after call and arrested her on suspicion of aggravated murder, and first-degree manslaughter. She was booked.
But she booked all murder. Which is all related to murder, which is sickening. No child should lose their life due to having a disability.
Definitely not. But, I mean, what do we think about this? What do you think about this, Johnny?
He actually has something to say. Go figure. Say that no child should lose a life based on the mother's stupidity.
And think and making it where disability.
And you playing the
one of the
disabled part. And even if he was, that just
it doesn't matter. It's murder, and you can't
help someone.
You're taking a life. You're taking a life. No matter how you look at it.
You're taking a life no matter how you look at it. And if you're 34 and you're stupid enough to go killing your son, you know, it makes no sense for one to be on the bridge exactly 20 minutes after you have actually reported him missing.
Right. That's...
Folks, I have ADHD, and even I wouldn't be that stupid. My child is somebody throws my child off a bridge, guess what? I'm going in after them. I don't care if I hit the water and die, I'm still going to save them.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, because we say
people with disabilities are very resilient.
We face more trouble than it's worth in life.
More times than not, we're taken for a ride.
Oh, yeah.
If it's with schooling, if it's with people not understanding us, why does it have to be and when it deals with families? That's sickening.
And even
that's like,
even those.
Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead. Because this is just making me sick. This is to the point of saying you want to take a life when ultimately the child never asked to have be born with a disability. It happened.
No.
Who in their
no.
right mind wants to do that? I look at it as get through your skull, understand that it's not going to be your way. It will never be your way. Children are, you should be grateful you have children versus not. Because there's people out there that don't. And when that happens, you will learn sooner rather than later that yes, you did something wrong. And boy, it's not fun. It's heart-wrenching. And those that did it, they're just going to end up being in jail. And then dealing with everything that they did from a comfort of their jail cell. I find no pity for these people. If they could do that to their own child or children, guess what?
There's people of.
They don't deserve any. And for people who are advocates, yeah, that's not the best either.
And the different person you know mm-hmm.
It's different.
It's sickening. It's sickening. You'll never... It's to the point of saying you've committed an atrocity. Then you wonder why people don't. Why things aren't easy. But
wondering why things aren't easy,
or
also
wanting.
Wondering why you have it for people do such hard things to people with disabilities.
Yeah.
Why is it? You know, why is it people who go, oh, yeah. No, I mean, it is one thing to, it's one thing to make it known. Another thing to go, oh yeah, I'm going to go and take it to the next level by drowning my own son or daughter or killing my own daughter.
Never will. Never will. It's almost like the only people who could change things are those who actually say we're going to stand up. When those that don't stand up fail to do so, they're just adding to a problem.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, I agree with it. It's not something we can make fun of. We wouldn't try to make fun of it. But it's incredible to see just how many insane things. For example, YouTube example. In the UK, this moves me and makes me sick at the same time. One, I want to raise a few questions.
Okay.
Non-satirical, totally serious. Does a mother have the right to end her child's life at 12 years old? Number one.
I don't think so. Any child, no.
No.
It doesn't matter if it has a child's disability or not. Number two.
If this child is born with meningococcus, septumitis, and hydrocephalus, and she was blind. And living past, well past the age of initial prognosis by the death by the age of 4.
She's a spider. That
exactly.
Child was a spider.
You don't want to kill a fighter. Well,
Is those a fight? Go a lot of places. Go a lot of more. Take for it.
You go a lot of places. But yet, they had strong medical pain medications such as morphine, ketamine, that did not help. Even the doctors at the prestigious London Children's Hospital, Great Ormond Street, which is J.M. Barrie's estate for Peter Pan, said that supported Mrs. Fitzmaugham's position to end her daughter's life and pain. Now, I respect the doctors at Great Ormond's because they saved lives.
Right.
But why? Why would you say, oh, I'm going to end your life because you have autism?
Yes, no. No. Not that.
Even though you're blind.
That's best. Far from it. Just proves that there's things have to be done.
Nancy died in August. Okay. But yeah, what's interesting about this case is that, according to the current law in 1961 Suicide Act, it makes it an offence to encourage and assist a suicide in London and England and Wales. And in the law in Northern Scotland, it's also almost identical as in Scotland to have no specific legislation to a person assisting in a suicide that could be prosecuted under homicide legislation. Those that
wow.
do this face up to 14 years in prison. Despite these provisional provisions, several UK citizens have travelled to Dignitas in Switzerland to assist an assisted dying organisation. Two relatives that have been subject to prosecution.
So it's not always the clear outcome either. If she's any, I look at it as it's better than a good reason why she ended the life. A better, that's my thing. If you're wanting to do something of that nature, you better have a really good reason. Number one. Number two, you know what you're getting into.
Right. And then we finish up. It's horrible, but then we finish up with
on a lighter.
On a very light.
But this is this puts
this is awesome. Do you want to take this?
Johnny could take this, because I think this is the one where he could he could have really put his 2 cents in, especially when...
Yeah, we need something lighter going right now.
Yes. Say, speak. Inform.
Let's see here.
Yes, with the...
Apparently there's a new book out called Death, Disability, and the Superhero.
Which, ultimately... And the person who created this is a professor. And I commend him for doing this. And making it where really going into he explored studies of disabilities and audiences, people who have disabilities and audience and whatever. This means that people who have challenges, if they read it, there's a lot of questions. But one of the questions questions that is out there is that suggests, are people with disabilities a burden? What's more? Questioning people, questioning not those who have it, but the outside world. And how he got inspired was through X-Men, Spider-Man, and Marvel superheroes. The Silver Age of comics. I commend him for actually taking the bull by the horns and including people who have challenges in it and really making it where everyone has a place and showing that even those who may have challenges are assets. That's what I'm looking when I'm reading this. I would love to actually get his comic, his graphic novel, for the sake of it being about disabilities.
I mean, I would not like to have this person on the show.
Oh, I agree.
To see his take on it. You know, what inspired you?
Because no one could ever, because we're living with disabilities, we also know the whole aspect of constantly going through and dealing with our challenges. And our challenges and saying we are who we are, and I will never look. I don't look at being. There's one. People may say disabled. I look at it as there's people with challenges.
Exactly.
Can you say it's like a different ability?
Yeah, that's another way of saying it. That is more, and we have our flaws could actually be assets, or we have the flaws. We have our strengths. We have our weaknesses. We are not. I look at it as everyone has weaknesses, no matter who you are. I don't care if you're the man on the fucking moon. down to the dying.
Well,
age.
If you're the man on the fucking moon, you better have a weakness.
Well, even the man.
You don't have to have a weakness. I mean.
Let me finish. Even the man on the moon has a disability. Oh, hello. A weakness.
Yeah. We all have something.
And that is gravity, my friend.
Well, yeah, I mean, even the man on the moon, I mean, the man on the moon eats cheese, okay. Well, what kind of cheese does he eat, and what kind of disability does he have? Because, you know, he's obviously holy, but also, you know, he consumes gravity, and he also has plenty of American flags and other flags on the moon that he collects.
That's right. Gravity is the man on the moon's weakness. That's what I was trying to get out.
Exactly. Gravity is on the man on the moon's weakness. Yeah.
There is no gravity up there, my friend.
No.
And when we go through life, there's one thing I say, I'd rather go big than go home. I'd rather live life to my fullest.
That's it.
Wait, go.
And
you would rather.
Or you go home.
Exactly.
And
go
I
big or go
with,
home.
And if you don't want to do take risks, don't complain in the end. Because everyone is different. It doesn't mean that that you don't have something to give. Something different, which ultimately is the case. We all have something to give. We all have something special. We all know what we want in life. We also know how much we actually want to do. We don't allow things to get in our way.
Right. Exactly. And that's why this podcast is on, is because it demonstrates that. As much as we may joke.
If you want something, grab it. Grab that brass ring and don't let go.
Definitely
and
not.
I know there's been times where people said, oh, you won't do. And then I go and say,
yes,
who are you? It's like, you are telling me this because... It's like
watch me prove
like
you wrong.
I've been proving people wrong. This is not something I became accustomed to proving people wrong in my life for the longest time. And that's how no matter what I do in life, I'm constantly saying, okay, what needs to be brought into the spotlight? What needs to be done? And I know we'll be back tomorrow, and then we'll be back next week.
Yep.
And because of Blog Talk Radio and their time change, we're on at the same time, even though they have a glitch. So follow us, we'll be tweeting, we'll be doing stuff. So on that note,
good night, everybody.
Have a great night, everybody.
Go.
Good night.